Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place where everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, your host, founder, and CEO of eComsy. And today I bring you a brother from life, like Rafael, founder and CEO of Shared Studio, which I strongly believe is pretty much one of the top agencies in the space when it comes to content. And that's why I wanted to bring Rafael. Like, I've been sharing so many amazing memories. We actually met for the first time in person at the online Sail Cruise by Carlos Alvarez. And from that moment, man, we became bros for life. So, Rafa, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, man. How you doing?
Enzo, my friend, thank you so much, hermano.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to our friend, my mentor, Dumbledore itself, Carlos Alvarez. Man, I love that man. Super, super.
He's a master.
Cool. He is extremely smart human. He has the largest Amazon seller or e-commerce sellers group in the world. So, you know, shout out to him. And thank you so much for having me, my friend. I really appreciate your kind words. Let's get started, man. People don't like to hear about other people. They just want to solve the problems.
Yeah, of course, man. So I think let's start with... Just give us a little bit of background on you, because I know you're humble and you don't really, you know, like to say too much, but you have an amazing background. You have done so many things in the commerce space, specifically Amazon. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how Shared Studio basically entered the space. And what are some of the things you bring in terms of value to Amazon sellers?
Okay. The most important thing, I believe, is that pretty pictures don't work by itself, right? Mm-hmm. Data to back it up. You're a data guy. You're a space engineer.
You work rocket scientist.
Rocket scientist. You are pretty much data driven. A Shared Studio with data driven. I think that's the most important thing. Do all the contents work 100% of the time? No, it's impossible. Like Curry only shot publicly like 10% of his shots that he made. Right. So in the back end, he practices 100,000 million shots. So same things for everything. Like, you have, it's a trial and error. 1 + 1 = 2. What the most important thing is, to when you launch, you evaluate and then you adjust. That's, I think, the most important thing from Shared Studio. How to enter the space? Well, I'm a filmmaker. Well, I actually study law. I'm a lawyer. Well, almost a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. Almost a lawyer. I did 4 years of law school in Venezuela. I'm from Venezuela originally. I moved to the U.S. for the first time in 1999. My mom was a diplomat back then. Yeah, a long time ago. And then we just traveled a lot. I'm pretty sure that I have a lot of people from the Army or Army babies, what they're called. I bet they can assimilate that. They can relate to that, because there was a lot of traveling growing up. So I went to law school. I hated law school. My dad's a lawyer. And when I was getting out of high school, I was like, Dad, I want to be a rapper.
Oh my God. Your dad was saying, like, what did I do wrong in life?
My dad's like, bro, you are the black sheep of the family. My brother is a mechanical engineer. So I was like, yeah, I want to be an artist. My dad's like, no, you're not going to live under a bridge, man. You will study something that's going to give you, put food on the table at least. And so I was like, okay, what can I do? He's like, well, I went to law school. Law school's, I've been good for myself. Maybe you can go to law school as well. So I did. I hated it. Fast forward a lot of years. My mom, God bless her heart, she supported me a lot. And I ended up studying, dropping out of law school and studying filmmaking. I started in 2012, an intensive program, until 2015. So in the U.S., it's a 4-year course. In Venezuela, it's 5 years. So it's different. I don't know about in the U.K. In the U.K., it's 4 years.
Yeah, in the U.K., it's 4 years.
Four years as well? Okay, in Venezuela, it's 5. So I did 2 years. I did 4 years in 2 years of filmmaking. I graduated from that. I moved to New York. I moved after New York. I lived in Australia. Then after that, I lived briefly in Moscow. Then after that, like I did a lot of things. Now in Miami, I'm based in Miami, Florida. So in the filmmaking industry, I did a lot of cool stuff. I was first production assistant to Tom Hanks, Uma Thurman from Kill Bill. I worked for Rebel TV. When I was my last job in the filmmaking industry was post-production coordinator for, not for Rebel TV, sorry, for Nickelodeon Latam.
Nice.
And so one of my boss's best friend, he was selling a coffee machine on Amazon, espresso machine. That's very competitive, as you know. And it's like, it's very high end as well, like because coffee, there's a culture to coffee, right? Yeah. So it has to look high end. The price has to be right. But either way, coffee is one of the most addictive things in the world. I am so addicted to coffee. Like, remember when we were at the
store? Yeah, I remember. Me as like, well, like every single 10 minutes, we need a coffee. We need a coffee.
So, Carlos, we did see all the presentations. We just took a little break for the coffee.
I'm sure you saw us a lot on the replays going in and out. Yes, we're not partying, it was coffee.
So I did that and I did a very good job. His sales increased, his traffic increased, his conversion increased. And I went to my mentor. I was like, hey, I hate working corporate. And my mentor was like, well, maybe you should find a niche. I saw that as an opportunity because it did really good. So I was like, wow, maybe this is my calling. And I dropped everything. I went to work for Amazon as a delivery driver to understand more about the space. I think I showed you that picture where we were doing.
Yeah, I remember with the jacket. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that was the most humbling and hardest job I've ever done in my life. So respect to all the delivery people out there, all the delivery humans out there. It taught me a lot about life. It is tough. It also taught me a lot about Amazon, how they are obsessive with customers. Obsessive. Mm-hmm. Like when you went to the warehouse at that time, you saw the values. And one of the first things was like customer obsession, right? So I got that from there. That's where we offer that guarantee that we'll modify your content if it's not working free of charge after 30-day trial period. So that's how I got into the space. We only do content. We don't focus on PPC. I'll leave that up to you guys or managing accounts because I believe that you need to, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. I understand that. But you also need to love what you do. If I just wanted to make money, I would just stay in law school, right?
Exactly.
Or you would have stayed in space engineering. Or rocket engineering. So I believe that you need to love what you do at least a little bit. I do love what I do. That's why I haven't dabbed into PPC or account.
Very nice. Very nice. I mean, thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's such a beautiful lesson because I think that happens a lot. And I think that happens to a lot of Amazon sellers. Like whenever you talk to an Amazon seller, most of us come from a background that we didn't like, we're not happy with it. And selling on Amazon was, you know, that door that opened up the opportunity to become entrepreneur. And then from there, people take different directions. Some people become service providers, some people consultants, some people become more specialized in certain things. But, you know, that's the beauty of e-commerce. There are so many verticals you can take. And now, in the one that you've been specializing, which I think, honestly, is one of the most important things, is content. Why? Because when you're doing e-commerce, right, and when you're selling something online, realistically, the person cannot touch the product, cannot feel the product. The only way you have to really communicate what the product does and the benefits and how to convince the person is through the images, right? So that's why I think they are essential. And I'm sure you get this question all the time, which is how do I make sure I have the perfect images for my product? Because there are so many elements, there are so many things that realistically you have to consider. And people struggle all the time with that. So I guess to start the conversation and start giving some actionable, you know, tips when it comes to our audience, like let's start with the main image. Like I'm sure you have done thousands of images for all your clients. And I'm sure over the time you have identified what are some of the elements that make a main image a winner image. So tell us a little bit about what are some of those things that you always say they must be on a main image to have the highest chance of success when it comes to getting that click and eventually a sale.
I think it will depend on budget. Why? Okay. Because of the power. Well, first a huge disclaimer. All I know is that I don't know anything or nothing. That was Socrates. So everything I'm saying here is just what it's my
exactly
my reality. Experience. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's my empirical experience. It's not just reading, it's also applying to it. So yes, we've done thousands of images. And it is the most important image, but that's just one little step into the whole ocean of mm-hmm. Amazon. Right? So the most important thing will be budget. Why? Because in the perfect scenario, what I would do is I would run a polling test on my competitors, mm-hmm. hero images, right? Mm. So that's going to cost you money. You can use Pickfu. I use Pickfu currently. Yeah. I've been friends with Justin for a very long time. And so we use Pickfu, and it's been wonderful with us. So I would run a test against my competitors, top 10 competitors, mm-hmm. then top 5 competitors, mm-hmm. and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I would generate or create hero images based on the information I'm getting from the feedback, and also dependent on my product, I would do a targeted polling. What does that mean? That means that if you are selling to men in their mid-30s, early 40s, and that's your buyer persona, that's your avatar, I would target that specific demographic. Mm-hmm. I would go the most deep I can. So that's why it's going to depend on your budget. So depending mm-hmm. on your budget, I would do that. The more information you get, the better. The hero image is one of the most important things. After the hero image, to drive traffic would be the sponsored brand ads video for me. That's like the top two things that you're going to be spending actually liquid money on. Like your cash flow is going to be heavily affected by it because you're running PPC on it. Unless you're ranked number one, which is if you're just starting out, it's going to be very hard.
Of course. So now, when it comes to the... Yeah, I just wanted to build on that idea of the main image because I strongly believe, like, you know, having understanding of your audience and all the elements, that's a very good tip because a lot of times people make an image based on their perception of what the competition is doing or what they feel a client would like to see on an image, but they don't really do market research or like using things such as Pickfu, which is very good advice, that one. However, one question I have for you when it comes to main image, do you believe in the fact that when you're launching a product for the first time, you should have at least 2 or 3 options of main images for you to test? And because, you know, Amazon now allows you to also do A/B testing when it comes to main image. And maybe when you're getting started, you don't really know which one's the best image. How you navigate that? Like, do you recommend doing a lot of A/B testing when it comes to the main image?
You know, like for me, I think it's the same for you. We all strive to be as best as possible and as
perfect.
There's elusive. There's no such thing as perfection. Mm. So I was listening to this podcast from Mark Zuckerberg, and he's like, us at Facebook, we don't wait. We just jump into the water and then we
figure it out.
Right? We're like, oh shit, this is happening. Okay, let's do this. So based on that, I took that to heart. I was like, well, this dude is multi-billionaire, like a genius. Why don't I apply that? Like, who am I to not apply that, right? Mm-hmm. So what we do at Share Studio is that we create minimum 3, depending on the budget of the client, minimum 3 up to 10. Mm-hmm. Average is 5 and 7. That's what we do at Share Studio. And then after that, we go one step further, which is we run A/B testing against competitors. And then after that, based on that data, we also re-amped or re-optimized our hero image. So our clients, most of our clients get at least 5 hero images. We tell them to run A/B testing on Amazon. Nobody knows Amazon better than Amazon. That's it, right? You can A/B test in all the other A/B testing platforms. But we at least give them 3 or 5. And then we tell them and we give them all the reports so they understand, we explain what they should be doing. We don't run those tests for them. We let them run on their own. But we do give them that. So yes, I would recommend running A/B testing. And also, a hero image that might help you right now in July might completely
change. Seasonality. Yeah, as well.
Completely changed, dude. It's crazy. Like, I was working with a client. He sells, he's like a $2 million client a year. And we created 5 images, and all of our images won against the one that he currently had. Okay, so we did that and we launched it, and it actually did increase traffic by like 5-10%, which is huge when you're making that amount of money. And after 3 months, traffic started going down. And we're like, what's going on? So we told them, hey, start running A-B testing with the last hero image that you had. That hero image was doing
the only one.
They're like, why? So we started studying it, and then we understood that was part of the seasonality factor or the trend. Like, there's so many things that could happen in the world. Maybe Taylor Swift, you know, what happened in the Super Bowl. Maybe that's a huge thing. Maybe you add something that's like Swifty, like people who are
creates a connection, the subconsciousness of the person.
And it's so interesting, man. So there's no one clear direction. There are many.
Yeah, that's why I feel like doing count is like you're pretty much a wizard. Like you're playing with all the mind of people, and you really need to know which emotions to touch on to create that effect. And that brings me to my next question, which is, of course, the main image is very important, but let's be honest, also what you do with the second, third, fourth, and so on, image is also key, because I feel like you need to make, in a way, like you're telling a story, right? I mean, image is this, and you try to basically remove all the objections with the images that people may have, so they proceed and make a purchase. Now, on that sense, like, are there some advice you recommend in terms of, you know, you need to be mindful of having this order, these elements, or realistically, it's also very subjective on the type of product? Like, is there any, as they call it, gold nuggets there when it comes to that?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that we do. We analyze before we get started. And it's very interesting that per product, even industry, even category, it changes a lot. We found that some products do really, really good with just technological products that showcase just like the benefits straight, and that romanticize too much the product. And products that are more emotional, you can romanticize a little bit better, and it actually converts better because you're making that emotional connection. So depending on the product, I would say go straight for the kill. And if it's not for the, and depending on the product, you can romanticize better. So instead of saying, I don't know, let's choose AirPods. Feel good while working out. You know, you say, hey, this will block out the sound and it will let you concentrate more.
More technically.
Yeah, so it depends. It just depends. And that's a way to tell the story. And also how you locate the images is very important. I feel like when there's a human connection, images always tend to do better because you're humanizing the product. And depending on the product, I would be very careful to use Photoshop or Photoshop that's not really good quality. Because Kevin King said it in such a good way. I was at his BDSS virtual, $1 billion seller summit virtual event. And he said something that really stood out. People are not buying your product, they're buying images. And I was like, huh, that is so true. People don't really see your product. A lot of times people modify the hero image to tell more of the story of the product in the packaging. Mm-hmm. And the packaging doesn't look nothing like that.
And people sometimes don't even remember because they're not going to go back to a listing and check sometimes. Right. You know?
So people buy images, not products. And I didn't say that. I thought of that once. I was like, nah, man, Rafa, you can't say that. It's going to be such bad marketing. Cheesy. They gotta send you a DM, Rafa. That's so dumb. Yeah. I would just say that, like, you're trying to be a sales weasel. Yeah. All that. I was like, oh, let me not use that. But Kevin said it. I was like, wow, it really resonated. I was like, he is so right. And again, this dude has like sold like $1 billion on e-commerce. He's been selling since before I was born. So
exactly. So, he's like, a godfather.
Let's. I'm pretty sure that if that guy says it, he's pretty much 90% right. So he's so true on that. The other thing that I wanted to touch base is videos. I don't know if you saw already, Enzo, but Amazon just launched vertical video ads. That was like two weeks ago. I saw a podcast from Amazon itself, from Amazon Advertising. So I was like, wow. So this little bugger right here controls our life, right? Like, if I leave home, I bet you do the same. If you leave home and you're like 10 minutes away.
You panic. Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, what was it? It's like your third arm, right? So 70%+ of the traffic that goes through Amazon comes through mobile devices. So they understand the benefit of that. TikTok Shop is going crazy. You got those people, Temu, that are just advertising crazy through social media. So Amazon understands that. So they're pushing more and more and more vertical. Remember when it changed from square to horizontal?
Yes. In
the era? Now it's changing from horizontal to vertical.
To vertical.
It's slowly transitioning. Like, when was the last time you actually watched TV, honestly?
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. Only Netflix and that's it. But that's not really TV. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, when was the last, like, you don't, this is your entertainment. And even soccer games, football games. I don't know if you watch football games. I watch football games. So, besides that, you don't really watch it. Like, it's hard. The news you get through X or through Instagram sometimes. So, it's really hard. So, that vertical video for sponsored brand ad videos, that's a game changer, I believe.
Yeah. I think it's also coming from a behavior shift that, that's why TikTok is taking over. Like, we see this social commerce really becoming a thing, like people shopping more and more through social media. And I feel Amazon is doing these things such as vertical video because they know eventually long term they want to kind of copy what TikTok is doing, where Amazon becomes like a fusion between what Amazon is, but also that connection of content in the social media format, right? So I think it's going to be a very interesting thing. And I feel like people are really leveraged that. And use people like you that they know how to, you know, make this content can definitely make a huge impact into the conversions. Now, when it comes to content, we also saw last year Amazon, the A-plus premium became a big thing, right? Everybody was starting to go all crazy. Like, yeah, A-plus premium is the next thing. It's really lifting conversion X percentage. Yeah, exactly. So... tell me a little bit about that. Like, do you really see a huge difference between the normal A-plus and the premium one? And if so, like, what are some of the main perks maybe people can leverage? Just high level, you know?
Yeah. So, again, it's going to depend on the amount of budget that you're willing to invest into your product. So if some listeners or viewers can remember, A-plus premium was originally just based on invitation, and you had to pay $200,000 to $500,000 to get access.
It was crazy. It was like the Apple level. Yeah.
Yes, literally. So I only signed on Samsung, Energizer, like big brands. So it was just an invitation. But what I believe that happened, I'm not really sure because I'm not high level CX executive at Amazon, is that
not yet.
So all these new platforms coming out, they're like, the only way we can have loyal customers is by increasing the shopping experience. That's why they give a refund to anybody who asks for a refund. Doesn't matter what they say or ask.
They'll get their refund.
It doesn't matter because Amazon's obsessed with customer satisfaction, and it's okay. Like, that's how it is, and that's how they became the number one. So based on that, it's going to depend on your level, because A-plus premium offers more than 17 different type of modules. It offers a custom version for mobile, okay? Mm-hmm. So meaning that the edit that you have for your desktop is not the same edit that you should have for your mobile. You have to upload twice as much, right? And you can have a video. If that's the case, I would not use the same video, or at least I would not use the same video edit in the premium A-plus content than in the carousel or the sponsored brand ads or the Amazon store. Each video placement is completely different. Imagine having a infomercial at halftime of the Super Bowl. Most likely it's not going to convert, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine having, a super short commercial at 3 a.m. in the morning. Most likely it's not going to convert. So placement is extremely important, and understanding the placement is extremely important. So it's going to depend on that. But the algorithm does see it as an extra value. Because like, oh, most likely this person is going to show more things, or it's going to give more value to my buyer. Because remember, it's always Amazon's customer. It's going to give more value to my buyers, so I'm going to rank him a little bit better. And then depending on the conversion, they downgrade you, upgrade you, etc. But I would definitely say it's something that you should definitely consider if the budget's right. If it's you have minimum, either way, do it on your own. Just do it.
Awesome. Yeah. Very good. Now, I bet when it comes to content, we also saw a big revolution in terms of you know, how people could leverage certain tools. Like we see AI entering the space very strong, but at the same time, even from experience, I strongly believe like it's still not giving, you know, the outcome it should give in terms of content. And I was curious to hear your take on this, because I'm sure you get this question all the time, like how we could leverage AI, but also with like professional top photography and everything to get the best outcome. Like what is your take with AI? Do you feel it's really an opportunity there to do a hybrid approach, or what do you recommend if people want to leverage that as well?
This is my take right now, February 26th, 2024. Maybe by February 27th, it's not going to be viable. But I believe that AI is changing the space, and the people that I can get the most amount of leverage from it are sellers that are starting out. Because for them to actually create a commercial, hiring a beautiful model, a very handsome model, or a beautiful kid, or whatever, or a beautiful doggy, or whatever it is, it's more expensive to do that, right? A kid, at least for us in the studio, can cost you anywhere from $200 an hour to $500 an hour, depending on the model. So it just depends. But that usually converts better because, for example, if you're selling a baby product, parents, unless it's like your fifth child, that's what I've heard, they don't really care. They don't care.
And let's be honest, most of the time they look dodgy, Damien. They don't look 100% real. The person has an extra finger, the shadows, everything.
So that's why I feel like new sellers can leverage more. If you're an advanced seller, can you leverage? Of course you can leverage as an Amazon seller. For creating content, I don't think so that much. You can add extra things, like for example with Adobe Firefly, you can add really cool things in the background, right? But creating a hero image of, let's just say this is a baby bottle, and creating an image of a baby drinking the baby bottle, have you seen those pictures? Like that's like no, stop. You're hurting yourself really, really bad. So am I cautious for it? Yes, I am 100%. Tyler Perry, which is an amazing producer, he was investing more than $800 million in studios in ATL, and he stopped the production right now to assess better because of OpenAI Sora. So, but that's just like high end filmmaking. These are people who are in So if they are concerned or cautious, not concerned, but cautious with this, of course I am 100%. I'm just trying to leverage as much as I can for my benefit as well.
Should. And to be honest, I think to also support your point, like even for me, from a seller perspective, like because I have tested AI as well, like right now, you can't really reach the level of quality if you have proper photographer and a studio and people know how to do the editing, because as you said, like there are certain shots and certain things in the branding perspective and elements that it has to be done by a person. You know, you see what I mean? So, and especially the high level is a must. Yeah.
If you're spending, let's just say you're making $1 million a year on Amazon, which a lot of people actually do it. And you're making 10% profit, which is 100K, right? Profit in your pocket. Okay. And it takes you $5,000-$10,000, which is that's like 10% of $100,000, right? To increase your sales by 5%, in 1 month, you'll make that. You got 11 more months to make more profit. So you have at least 9-8 months of profit from that investment that you made. If it doesn't make money, it does not make sense. But it takes money to make money.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it make sense? So if you have the money, invest in you're selling baby products or supplements, anything that has to do with a human being or just a living being, plants, pets, humans, whatever it is, or that affects them in some sort of way, you need to try, let people care for it. If you buy in soil for your plants, it's because you care about your plants. You wouldn't take the time to change the soil of your plants if you didn't care about the plant.
Exactly. Now, another thing I wanted to touch on in terms of content so we can start concluding is how we can leverage seasonality and special events, because I'm sure like for Mother's Day or Valentine or different occasion, you can customize your content to some extent. So when the person is shopping throughout the seasonality, yours highlights more the actual feeling or the need that they're looking on that specific period. So tell us a little bit about how, in terms of content, you can leverage that as well.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful question. So one of those times that we didn't leave the presentation room of the online seller cruise to get coffee, there was a presentation. By Alex Mutt. And he said that people buy for Mother's Day, not even the week before, the month before. Sometimes they buy 3 months before for Mother's Day, right? So taking that into consideration, that that could happen depending on your product, category, all these things and disclaimers. If, for example, if your product does sell, people start looking for a Mother's Day gift 3 months before for your specific product, you can find, you can, you know, do Google Trends for this, most likely, or ask the public. We at ShareIt, if it's a product that's very much dependent on seasonality, we tend to tell the client, hey, maybe we should do also this, maybe a hero image, maybe a hero image that represents something for Mother's Day, maybe one infographic of somebody, of a woman giving it, or a man or somebody giving it to its mom or something like that, or Valentine's Day, for example. For Valentine's Day, we definitely modify hero images. Definitely.
Nice.
We add elements, etc. So when we do, since those are just kind of elements, and if it's a product that's like that, that's a very heavily dependent on seasonality, we modify the listing already and we deliver both. It's up to them to upload it or activate it when it's needed. But yes, 100%.
Awesome. Very good, very good. So Rafa, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And I know we are just, you know, only talking the 1%, 10% of the thing. It's like there's so many things really to go away.
Do you know the iceberg? Like, have you seen that?
Yeah, we are standing here. Yeah. At the top. I know. That's why I'm sure we're gonna do so many more episodes. We also, I know we have a Spanish one coming up. Yes, for a Spanish community. So in the meantime, you know, I'm sure people are very eager to explore your services and, you know, basically hire you guys to really step up the game when it comes to content and improve their conversion, which is a must on Amazon. Conversion is basically king when it comes to scaling a business. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how people can find you and also your company to explore how to work together.
Yeah, I think the most value I can give your viewers, if they're coming from you, just say that you're coming from Ecomsy, and Enzo sent you. The party animal, Enzo. I'm just kidding.
The party animal. You get a bottle service on me.
No, dude, honestly. If anybody needs it, we can do a free audit content and give you ideas. No, we're not really going to require a payment, or we're not going to charge you a consultation fee, but I think it brings a lot of value. I'll give you one example. I was somebody that sells supplements to help with kidney stones. And he asked me, that's a very interesting supplement, but it's
very, very niche.
Yes, but very delicate, right? Because you, in Amazon, as you know, anything that has to do with pain, medicine.
And if you do a claim and all of that, it's a pain.
You get scratched. Get out of here. Yeah. You know? It's hard. So he was asking, dude, I haven't been able to run a sponsored brand ads video because everything that I do, Amazon says no. Right? So I was like, this is like literally in 2 minutes. And I'm not saying because I'm a genius, or I'm not. All that I know is that I do not know anything, right?
Exactly.
So, but I came with the idea that, hey, why don't you just show your bottle, right? Let's just say this is the bottle. Why don't you show your bottle, show a stone, okay, and go like, oh, it hurts, and throw it away. You're not saying anything. You're just saying that you're throwing away stones with your
feeling.
That's it, right? And he was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. We ended up doing business together. That being said, if you guys have any problems with your content or just want our advice, book a quick call. You can find me at shareitstudio.com, like it says right here.
I'm going to put it in the description for all of you guys to find as well.
Yeah, and I'll jump in with, or my team will jump in with you, and we'll give you some advice for free, 15 minutes for completely for free of our time and expertise. And if you guys want to do business with us, great. If you just want us to consult you and we'll charge you like a basic setup fee, great. If not, it's okay as well. At some point, if our ideas worked for you guys, at some point you're gonna come back.
Exactly.
That's how you give value, right? Jab, jab,
value, right, value, value.
Yes, that's it. So
that's it. Awesome, Rafa. So thank you so much. I'm gonna see you in a few days in Vegas, which I'm scared about. But a pleasure to have you on the show, bro. Yeah, thank you for coming. See you soon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.